This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
As the coronavirus pandemic enters its fifth month, the virus has claimed more than 138,000 lives in the U.S., including over 800 here in Wisconsin. Mariah Clark deals with the coronavirus frequently at work as an emergency department nurse in Madison, but the virus also recently touched her personal life. She reflected late one night, sitting on her porch in the summer rain.
It's 3:45 on Monday, June 22nd. It's a little odd right now. I'd just gotten done with doing a really nice Father's Day gathering with my immediate family, which is my quarantine bubble. And my sweetheart and I had come home and we were heading to bed. And as I'm brushing my teeth, he gets a message that one of his friends had just died of COVID that day. He was sad. He was more than sad. He hadn't even realized his friend was sick. And he was a sailor, like both my sweetheart and I are. And so we went out on the porch and listened to this beautiful, heavy, soaking rain that's falling, and drank little tots of dark black rum with squeezes of lime, and told stories, as sailors are prone to do. Back in early May, his friend had very just happily called him out of the blue, was checking on how he was doing with his music, how I was doing with nursing, and had decided that he was going to send us a pizza, just to be nice. He was going to buy us dinner that night. He asked what our favorite pizza place in Madison was, and we told him, and he called, and I picked it up on my way home, and we sent him a photograph of us eating it and promised we'd meet for drinks sometimes, even if it was just online. And we never did. And then tonight we get the text that he's dead. There were lots of good stories. But as the conversation meandered, you know, we got to all of the things that are happening. You know, people are still getting married, having kids, getting divorced, dying. You know, some people are doing Zoom baby showers, like another shipmate of ours and fellow musician of my sweetheart's. Some are doing scheduled visitations so people can walk by and pay their respects while not having too many people in the room at once. But so many of these individual and collective rites of passage and transition are going unmarked. And then, of course, there's the protests. I think that that's been one of the hallmarks of the pandemic. Sometimes, when you're not just in that blank limbo of routine, it's this conflict of emotions of all of these very important things happening and all of these very important other things going under the radar.